Brian Olson with us here. Charlie Enright, good morning to the two of you.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is, Brian, let's start right out. You're the president of the Marquette County Pigs and Heat Fire Relief Fund. This is really the fundraiser for the year, is it not?
This is the fundraiser. We usually generate about $10,000 in ticket sales this time of year, and it's real important that we do because this money goes directly to victims of fire. People who have been burned out of their houses that really are in need, are in time of tragedy. Gives them a little bit of money to just get some startup costs just to get their toothbrushes and some underwear and a pair of pants or whatever they might need just to get going, and a few nights in a local hotel or motel to kind of let them.
It's kind of mental catch-up time.
Right, right. Gives you a few days to get a hold of your insurance company, get a grip, get a time to think, get some time to think, and at least have some necessities to get yourself going.
And unfortunately, this fund has taken a couple of hits this year, of big hits.
It does every year, really. It's a real important cause, and the people that need it are truly in need at the time that they have the fire, time they have no place to live, possibly no clothes, no cash on hand. It's very important.
Charlie Enright with us here, Negaunee City Fire Department. And why play? I guess that's the obvious question that goes to all the players, be it on the Heat or on the police side of things here. Why play? Why is this important to you guys?
It's very important. For one, I think it's a very fun game to play. It's a charity hockey game, and you get to, be out there with the police and the other firemen of the county, and it's for a great cause.
Well, you firsthand see the people that this helps, unfortunately. So you know that you're doing something that's really going to make a difference.
Right.
And to get involved in, it's a friendly little rivalry, but, you guys, you want to win this thing, too. I mean, there's a certain amount of pride involved.
Yeah, it's been getting to be a competitive game out there. And, I'm not like some of these other guys that play leagues all year long, and I'm the type of player that comes out just for Pigs and Heat, and we have three practices.
Does that make you a noticeable player?
Yes, it does.
Well, but Brian, that's really the key, is involvement. I mean, some guys are obviously going to be more skilled than others, and some of the women didn't get involved too. That's happened in the past. It's competitive, but at the same time, reality has to set in.
Yeah, it really is fun, and we gear it towards the kids. We really like to see kids and entire families come out in attendance, especially this year with a tough economy. People can bring their whole family out for $5. You can bring a family of five and really have a good night of fun. There's clowns there, candy, mascots. You can, look for your favorite firefighter or police officer, whoever you might want to root for. Just have a good time for a few bucks, and you know what? You might win a big prize. You might win $1,000 from Kennecott. You could possibly win $750 from Associated Constructors, or $500 from Miller Bradford, or one of the other prizes that people have donated in the community.
In the past, you've had the T-shirts and the pucks and the whole bit. Is that still going to be there as well?
Yep, we'll be
giving away the collection.
Giving away some pucks. The police and firefighters on the ice will be given pucks away. The clowns will be giving pucks away. Kids always have a good time there.
Yeah, and Brian Olson with us here. First of all, Brian, you and I were talking about before we even started the interviews, people know what's going on. It's just a matter of reminding them when it's going on, pretty much.
Yep, and the game is already tomorrow, 7 o'clock at Lakeview Arena.
And how many years now has this been going?
This will be the 26th annual event.
And for Charlie Enright on the ice for the third
year.
Are you just not a... Because you mentioned earlier there's guys out there that do the league thing. This is your one hockey experience for the year?
Yeah, this is it for the year.
So do they take it easy on you, or do these guys come after you?
No.
do they sense blood in the water? What's the deal?
No, I was actually questioned the other day in the locker room who was going to go after me next.
But you're with Negaunee City, and I know we don't want to name all the names here, but most of the departments are represented, correct?
Correct.
We have firefighters from the city of Negaunee, actually, obviously, like Charlie. We have firefighters from Chocolate. We have firefighters from Marquette Township and Marquette City, Champion Township. There's a good select group of firefighters from all around the county, and this is a countywide fund. There is no family in Marquette County that would be turned down. Every family in Marquette County has an opportunity to use these funds if they need them.
Now, I think a lot of people, they know this, but they don't really think about it. You guys in the departments, you all know one another.
Oh, yeah.
Because unfortunately, you wind up working together quite a bit.
Yes, that's correct. Every firefighter basically knows every firefighter, and same with police officers. We all know, the sheriff's department, state police, so everybody that you're against.
And that makes this a lot easier and probably in some ways more difficult.
Exactly.
Big night tomorrow night, and we mentioned here, too, that all the goodies will be there. As far as pucks and T-shirts and all the other good stuff, it's just a matter of reminding folks that they, be there.
Exactly. The game starts at 7 o'clock, like I'd already said. The weather might be a little touchy in the morning, but we're...
Hockey weather.
Exactly. And for a buck, you really can't beat it for a good night of family fun.
Now, who won last year?
Well, we don't go there.
Okay, that answers that question. if I remember correctly, last year was a rather high-scoring affair.
Yeah, I think it was like 9-7.
Which is always good for folks.
It's always
good. In a way, you want a lot of good scoring.
And we are a little biased here because both of us are firefighters. I'm retired from the city of Marquette. And I believe overall in the 26 years, the firefighters are still on top, but the cops have some pretty hotshot players, and it's a good rivalry.
As far as, you know, we mentioned the firefighters, law enforcement, who is represented here? What departments?
We have law enforcement from the city of Marquette, obviously, the county sheriff's department, the Michigan State Police have some good players, and the prison also has some really good players.
We don't forget the corrections officers.
Right.
Because they're in there, too. Wasn't there a defense attorney a couple of years ago or a prosecutor or something weird jumped into this whole thing?
From the prosecutor's,
office. You guys learned that was a bad idea. No, I'm teasing. That's Lindela.
Evans.
No. But again, really the key for folks is, and you'll keep them for about an hour and a half or so. It's not a long affair by any means.
No, it's not a long affair, and it moves along fast, and there's always something going on between the clowns. There's Chuck-a-Puck between the second and third period. That's always fun. Good chance to win a prize. We give away some awards for Firefighter of the Year, Law Enforcement Officer of the Year. We're recognizing a dispatcher that did a great job in a rescue this year for some folks that were trapped upstairs in a fire. So it's a really good event. It moves along quick. It's a lot of fun. Prizes are awarded at the game.